USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Police say there's an active shooting scene in Austin, Texas. Three people have been shot and killed. Residents have been advised to shelter in place. Austin Travis County EMS said three adults were pronounced dead on scene. This is a developing story. No word on a suspect at this time. A man is on the run after witnesses say he returned to a bar in Kenosha County, Wisconsin, just after midnight and shot five people, killing three. Two others are said to be in serious condition. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth says there was a disturbance at Summers House Tavern before the gunfire.
He wasn't cooperating with the management there. So exactly what he did, I can't tell you, but I believe he returned a short time later and came in and did the shootings.
He says the shooter appeared to have targeted the victims. There have been nearly 150 mass shootings in the U.S. since the first of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department says the suspect in the FedEx shooting in Indianapolis used two rifles that he had purchased legally last year. The former employee of the facility killed eight people on Thursday night. Police identified the victims on Saturday. Four of them are members of the local Sikh community. Alexei Navalny's doctor says he's close to death in a Russian prison. Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau has the latest.
The physician for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says immediate action is needed as his patient could be close to death. Dr. Yaroslav Ashikbin says Navalny's health is deteriorating in the third week of a hunger strike to protest a refusal to allow his personal physicians to see him when he began to experience severe back pain. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he was recovering from being poisoned with a nerve agent, something he blames on Vladimir Putin's government. Navalny was imprisoned for violating a suspended sentence stemming from a fraud conviction, something he said was politically motivated.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
British health officials say they don't have enough evidence on a COVID-19 variant originating in India yet to classify it as a variant of concern. Public Health England has identified 77 cases of the India variant in Britain. As the Johnson & Johnson vaccine remains on pause in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked on ABC's This Week if the vaccine will be suspended.
I really don't think so, Martha. I believe we'll get back with it, and it might be some restrictions. Not sure what that will be, whether there'll be age or sex, or whether they'll just come back with a warning of some sort. I don't want to get ahead of them, but I believe that we'll be back with some sort of indication a little bit different than we were before.
Dr. Fauci says he expects a decision by Friday. Last week, the CDC and FDA recommended a pause in the use of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine due to six cases of blood clots in the nearly 7 million who were vaccinated. More than twice as many people died from accidental drug overdoses in San Francisco last year than from coronavirus, according to preliminary data released by the city's Office of the Chief Medical Examiner. Epic Times reports 713 people died from drug overdoses in the city, compared to 255 from the virus. The CDC says in a statement the increase in drug overdose deaths appear to have accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. All systems appear to be go for the first flight of NASA's Mars Ingenuity helicopter. First flight scheduled for early Monday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar sports byline studio. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums on the radio. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Who am I? I am your ever so modest host. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. Happen to be ranked number 13 in the United States in an Olympic year. And get this. I lost a decision to the last guy to beat the gold medalist in my time. So straight up, supposedly, I know a little bit about fighting. And plus, I can write a little bit, right? But the average boxing fan knows more. They do. They actually knows more. So I will throw the toll-free phone line open right now for you boxing fans. If you want to drop something in the show, you can. The number, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free no-commitment text line. You can text me here in the studio. You can go R-rated, but not X-rated, okay? Bottom line is the text line number is 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, a new outset, a new facet of Andy Ruiz. Of course, he used to call him Anti Ruiz. Of course, the former heavyweight champion of the world, the Mexican-American lad that shocked Anthony Joshua and then gave up the title when he weighed 325 pounds and went back into training. Bottom line is, he's trimmed down probably to somewhere around 240 pounds or less. Anyway, he gave away 500 bags of groceries yesterday. Usually, he eats 500 bags of groceries, but now he's giving it away. More power to him. Him and Team Reynoso, along with Tyson Fury, gave it away in Las Vegas last night. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC Boxing TV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. Even though you may feel like it's not essential, it's smart to have an accountant you can go to as needed. Not necessarily hiring one to keep on staff with you, but finding a certified CPA you can hire to do your taxes when the time comes and get financial advice from when you need it. It also never hurts to have an accountant review your business's cash flow to make sure you're covered in an unpredictable economic situation. If you know your numbers and stay on top of them, you'll always be in a better situation. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight, Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
WBC News, of course, the lightweight champion, or one of them at least, to talk about undefeated Devin Haney, 25-0, 15 knockouts. Currently in the city by the bay. Of course, he was born here in San Francisco. He's here for a week or so. He's training, supposedly, somebody told me he's training somewhere in Brisbane, California. Wink, wink. I don't know for sure. But the bottom line is Devin Haney still undefeated. Of course, the WBC champion. Eventually, him and Ryan Garcia will hook it up. Of course, Ryan's going to go with Javier Fortuna. But after that, Javier's not going to do too well in that one. Anyway, it's going to be Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia. Now, Hector's going to take Devin Haney, and I'm going to take Ryan Garcia. So we're just, the family sort of split on that one. Bottom line is, I think Ryan Garcia's got a whole lot of ability other than attracting TikTok girls or whatever they call them. Anyway, bottom line is, the heavyweight division, of course, he who rules the heavyweight division rules boxing, right? Eddie Hearn rules the heavyweight division. Of course, he also rules Canelo. Canelo's really the heavyweight king of boxing because he's a pay-per-view king. He's the guy that gets you to turn the crank. He's the guy that puts butts in the seats. I mean, he's got 60,000 seats sold, I think, in San Antonio for the next fight against Billy Joe Sanders, of course, in May. So he's sold 60,000 seats in the bottom blink of an eye. He's really the heavyweight champion of the world as far as pay-per-view and box office is concerned. But the heavyweights, Tyson Fury, of course, 30-0 with that one draw to Deontay Wilder. Of course, he obliterated Deontay Wilder in a rematch, knocked him out. I mean, just tore him up. Of course, Dante's got 1,000 excuses. My mask was too heavy. His gloves were loaded. Oh, but get this one. Mark Breland, my trainer, he put Valiums in my water. Muscle relaxer, muscle. I was dozy. If you were dozy, it was because dozy was he was kicking your ass. That's what it was. That was making you dozy, man. Those punches that were hitting you. Anyway, Deontay Wilder, of course, once beaten, 42-1-1. But let's be honest, most of those guys he beat, not big guys. I mean, the best guy he probably beat was Bermain Stiverne. I'm not too convinced on him. Anyway, Tyson Fury, 30-0, one draw. Anthony Joshua, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, the guy that was really high on, 31 years old. Fury's 32. Of course, I was real high on him until he got knocked out by Ante Luiz. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you know. Anyway, the second fight, of course, a little bit boring when Joshua protected that chin in his, because maybe that chin isn't as good as people thought it was. Of course, anyway, him, Deontay Wilder, and Anthony Joshua are probably the three best heavyweights right now. Of course, Anthony Joshua 24-1, the one loss, of course, to Andy Ruiz. But Andy Ruiz, of course, little asterisk next to his name because of the fact he's in shape. He's going to take on, he's not going to be fighting Superman real soon. But I'm telling you, this guy's getting himself in shape both mentally and physically. We'll see what Team Reynoso and Canelo Alvarez can do for Andy Ruiz. But looking at the rest of the heavyweight division, they sort of suck. Dillian White, we saw him a fortnight ago, knocking out Alexander Povetkin. I really felt for Povetkin there. I wanted him to win. I never rooted for a guy so much, a guy from Russia, in my entire life while I was rooting for Povetkin. I'll say, come on, Alex. And then, come on, Alex. Anyway, bottom line is Alex didn't come on. Dillian White came on. Of course, he's like 28-2. He got knocked out that one time by, Alexander Povetkin a few months ago. They said that it was a bit suspect at first knockout. Nothing suspect about that knockout. Maybe what was suspect was his chin. Anyway, what was suspect in the rematch was that Povetkin looked like he had problems breathing. The guy had COVID. So evidently, maybe he didn't heal all that well, but he had to get that money. That's what people don't realize. This is about money. People say, oh, it's about honor. It's about, winning titles. No. This is professional boxing. It's about making money. It's all about making money. I kid you not. I know a guy, Alex Stewart, fringe heavyweight in the 1980s, fought Evander Holyfield, people like that. Okay. I think he had fought Mike Tyson as well. I think he got knocked out by Mike Tyson in one round, I think, in Atlantic City. He actually dumped on himself in the ring. Imagine that. In other words, imagine losing control of his bowels, looking down there, staring Mike Tyson down, and losing control of his bowels in the center of the ring. I kid you not. No, oh, yeah, Alex Stewart. Anyway, Alex Stewart never won a title. But he won, made like $8 million. So if you make that kind of money, he's got real estate in New York, you make that kind of money, if you get 25% of it, you've got $2 million to deal with, right? You can live with $2 million. You can invest $2 million. You can buy a house, an apartment building, make money on rent. Anyway, bottom line is Alex Stewart made money. Guys that won titles. Pinklon Thomas, who's been in the hospital of late. Tim Witherspoon, who won the title, I think, twice, the WBC title. These guys don't have a pot to piss in. Sorry to put it like that, but they don't. As far as financial, me neither, probably. But the bottom line is, they're not set financially. Okay, you've got to get yourself set financially. This is professional boxing. Guess what? Only 1% of the, about 1% or 2% of the upper echelon of boxing actually make a living at it. Anyway, going through the rest of the heavyweight division, Oleg Usyk, the former cruiserweight champion, of course, a Russian guy, mean-looking guy, nasty-looking guy, till he had that last fight, sort of looked like a big of a puss, so I'm not too big on him. But he's undefeated now, 18-0 with like 16 or 17 whacks. Povetkin, 36-3. Andy Ruiz, of course, 33-2, man. We'll see what happens when he's in the next fight. But the rest of the division, Michael Hunter, of course, the son of Michael the Bounty Hunter. I did his father's fights back down there in the Rosita Country Club, Irvine, California, for the Z Channel. And of course, we went to China together. He hurt his knee. Mike the Bounty Hunter threw his knee out in China while he was sparring or something like that. And then he lost his passport. And he swears that he lost his passport. But I was told he sold it. So anyway, this is sort of, $2,500. How did I know he sold it? Hey, how did I come up with the exact cash figure that he supposedly sold his passport for if I didn't know? Harold Smith told me, the late Harold Smith, of course, boxing extraordinaire as far as promoters are concerned. He also embezzled like $40 million from the Wells Fargo Bank. So he's probably the most successful bank embezzler in the history of the history, period. The history. I mean, he was like the greatest bank embezzler ever. Of course, he and I went around the world. He took me to China. I was his right-hand guy. And it was a little funny. Being the next cop and being on the right hand of a criminal, because he was a criminal. Harold Smith was a criminal. There's no doubt about it. And watching him do things internationally. I mean, it was a couple of times I had to hold my breath in China when I thought maybe, if they come get him, they might come get me. Because one night they did come get him. Remember after a card we had in Macau, I guess it was in 1994, we had a fight card in Macau and the fight ended in controversy. Like it was a fixed fight at the end. We had a main event with one of their guys and of course this karate guy didn't go over too well and he couldn't fight, but he knocked this guy out. Everybody knew it was a fake. There was a riot ensued. And then of course the Chinese police came for us. They didn't come for me, but they came for the promoter. Of course, I was like VP or the second guy in charge, loving this status and this guy until the cops came. And then I realized I got to pull my name off anything involving Harold Smith. Of course, a.k.a. Ross Field. May he rest in peace. He died a year ago. Somebody asked me the other day if Harold's still rock and rolling. Harold died in Dubai from diabetes in February of 2020. So we, wish his family the best, but he took me all around the world and he ended up screwing me out of money in the end. But the bottom line is, that's what I should have expected. It's sort of like this. Remember when the animal needed a ride across the river, so he was going to ask the scorpion for a ride and the scorpion ends up taking him across the river and then is biting him anyway. He goes, why did you bite me? The guy goes, because I'm a scorpion. Why did Harold Smith rip me off? Because he was Harold Smith. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC Boxing TV, hoping to hook up with WBC President Mauricio Sulaiman. I almost said Jose again. I didn't. Bottom line is Mauricio after the break, hopefully here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, WBC Boxing TV. Tower of Power, you have to be having fun to the break.
You have to be having fun.
Wow.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing, MMA. We will try to reset Skype and try to do our thing with Mauricio Sulaiman. We'll try to reset and do the thing with Mauricio Sulaiman at 40 minutes past the hour. So we'll try then. Wow. Having technical issues here in the studio. It happens now and then. Of course, when you live in the world of the digital age, you're sort of incumbent on the internet and computers and things like that. And when things go bad, sometimes things go bad. And the bottom line is things just sort of went bad. So we'll try to hook things up with the WBC president in a few minutes here on Skype. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines. You want to take me off the hook? You can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, in hour number one, Larry talked about Oscar De La Hoya and the fact that he's fought everybody. I thought the one time that Oscar sort of lagged was against Felix Trinidad. Of course, they hooked it up in a battle for the undisputed welterweight championship, of course, in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Oscar had a bit of an opening lead. In other words, he sort of like took the early rounds and Trinidad started to come back. Not an exciting fight per se, but Gil Clancy, the trainer of Oscar De La Hoya, of course, a great trainer in the minds of many, a Hall of Famer, all that kind of good stuff. He wasn't all that great to me. Anyway, bottom line, I thought he was a good coach. And he kept telling Oscar, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, son. Keep doing what you're doing. Well, he was running. And when you're running, that just doesn't work, okay? It just doesn't work. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, Oscar would lose a very controversial decision there to Felix Trinidad. Some people thought it was a ripoff. And, you know, that's what cracks me up is when close fights go down, when you've got fights that could have gone 7-5, and when a fight ends up at 7-5, that means it's only one round off a draw if it's a 12-round fight, 6-6. That's why I think that we should have 13-round fights. People disagree with me. Or 11-round fights. Why? You have the odd number. That way you can't, I mean, you have a 12-round fight and go 6-6, like that draw last night with Tony Harrison and Brian Perriello, of course, on Fox Sports, on Fox. Went to a draw. Why did it go to a draw? They went to a 13th round. Unless the 13th round was even, it would be a decision win for somebody, right? So, bottom line, I remember back in the 80s, Eric the Prince Martin fought on ESPN, and he fought a 12-round decision with Dio Colome. So he beat Colome the first time. Colome was a house guy. He was the ESPN house guy. Bob Arum was promoting him. He was really hot. He was undefeated. So Eric beats him the first time. He's like a 7 or 8 to 1 underdog in the Las Vegas books. So he beats him the first time. So then he's going to fight Dio Colome in the rematch. So Johnny Taco, who ran the Las Vegas gym down there, the ringside gym in Las Vegas, of course, a Las Vegas insider, he tells me, tell Eric not to come back here. Tell him not to come back to Las Vegas. They're going to take the title from him. I said, what do you mean they're going to take the title from him? He goes, they're going to take the title. I said, it's only ESPN title. Why would somebody conspire or enter into a conspiracy to try to take the ESPN title from somebody? Come on. Why? It's a TV network. He goes, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. Mark my words. So anyway, so Eric goes down to Las Vegas and he fights Dio Colome. And he beats Colome for the better part of 12 rounds, without a doubt, right? So after 12 rounds, they called it a draw. I mean, Eric had won clearly. They called it a draw. And then get this. They make him fight a 13th round. They make him, after like, you know, waiting like 5, 6, 7 minutes in between, you know, when the 12th round ended and counting the scorecards and all that kind of good stuff. So then they make him fight a 13th round. And Eric wins a 13th round and they burned him in the 13th round. I kid you not. Eric the Prince Martin, may he rest in peace, man. But some of the boxing, some crazy stuff. Somebody asked me, what's the craziest thing I've ever seen in the world of boxing? Not crazy. What I thought was what I thought was really criminal was, of course, the Panama Lewis thing. But I was in Los Angeles for a WBC bantamweight title fight between Raul Gibeiro Perez and Gerardo Martinez of San Jose, California. And what's funny is that Gerardo Martinez was managed by Miguel Jara, the La Taqueria Burrito King here in Northern California. Anyway, so Gerardo's fighting for the title. I go down to L.A. along with Jack Fisk, the retired HBO retired San Francisco Chronicle godfather. I mean, he was like the godfather of boxing, right? He was a Hall of Famer. 40 years, he was a man, no doubt about that. So he and I go down to L.A. to watch, you know, Gerardo Martinez challenge for the WBC Bantamweight Championship because we think he's a live underdog. I think he was a 3-1 underdog, but we think he's going to beat Perez. Gerardo could really, really fight. Wow. So Gerardo gets in the ring, and everybody's all pumped up. I'm sitting in the first row. I'm, you know, the man, my guy. It's my guy, my hometown guy. You know, so it's a little pressure and this and that because you never know. When you've got a hometown guy, people accuse you like of being a shill. You know, like I remember Ralph Barbieri once said that to me about Andre Ward. Don't you think you're shilling saying he'll win the gold medal? No, I don't think he's shilling. He won the gold medal, didn't he? He won it going away. There's no doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt about it. Speaking of gold medals, do we have any Olympic hopes here in the United States right now? I'm not hearing a whole lot of news as far as the amateurs are concerned. And why? Because the amateur program is not funded like other programs in other countries. Of course, I'm not saying we should fund it like the Cubans, give people a salary and a home and all that kind of good stuff. I don't know, maybe we should not go that far, but you should give amateur athletes money. They should get paid. I mean, amateur football players, college football players, they bring in millions of dollars each weekend. They don't get nothing. All they get is like CTE and injuries for the rest of their lives and that kind of good stuff. I mean, a small percentage go on to play professional football. A very small percentage, like 8% of college players, I think, go on to play pro football. So if you're part of that 8% group, then you go on to play pro football. And then, of course, you retire from pro football. Everybody in that one, remember they did that autopsy test on like 100 guys? Or, yeah, 100 guys, and like 99 of them had CTE, and the one guy that didn't, there was like one guy out of 100 guys, 100 dead NFL guys, only one guy didn't have severe brain damage. When you've got helmets going to helmets, things are going to happen. It's never going to be good as far as athletes are concerned. So that's why I'm sort of down on football. People say to me, do you watch football lately? No, but I can support boxing. Why? Because I used to box. And I think I'm a product of the fact that I'm able to sit here and talk for 2 hours on a Sunday. Sometimes poorly, but sometimes adequately. But the bottom line is I can entrust myself for 2 hours. And most guys that have had 52 amateur fights or been involved in boxing for a prolonged period of time, some of them have difficulty doing that. That's because, you know, the residual effects of professional boxing and boxing in general is not good. That's why you've got to be a special breed to do this. You just have to. And I don't know what the special breed is, because I've seen it in men. I've seen it in women. It doesn't go along racial lines, because somebody from every ethnic group can box. I mean, it's just not, you hear the old sling, you don't bet on one guy. Not due to race. The bottom line is, boxing is like an equal opportunity herder. It hurts people of equal opportunities. I mean, you're black, you're brown, you're poor, you're rich. Bottom line is, you box too long, things happen. You know, people say to me, look at Muhammad Ali. Look at him. I asked him about that one time. Remember, do you think you should have quit after this? You think you should have quit after that? So I started putting that question to him. You think you should have quit after the George Foreman fight? No. You think you should have quit after the Joe Frazier fight, the Thrill of Manila in 1975? No. I go, so when did you think you should have retired then? And he said, maybe I shouldn't. I said, what do you mean maybe I shouldn't have retired? What are you talking about? He wanted to continue, even though he struggled against Leon Spinks the first time, of course beat Spinks the second time, mainly because Spinks wasn't the guy he was the first time around, because of the fact that, you know, Leon Spinks, the guy with no teeth, he had his cocaine problems, had his booze problems, had his concentration problems. Plus, he wasn't all that great of a fighter to begin with. I mean, that stare down with him and Larry Holmes, you remember that one? When Larry Holmes defended the heavyweight championship against Leon Spinks, the 1976 Olympic gold medalist, the former world heavyweight champion, the guy that beat Muhammad Ali back in 1977. Of course, when Larry Holmes fought him, Larry stared him down. It was the worst stare down. I mean, I've never seen a guy look like he was going to kill a guy in my entire life like Larry Holmes looking at Leon Spinks. And what I found out was that Leon, at the weigh-in, had told Larry Holmes' wife, I think her name was Carol, Denise, I can't think of it right now. Anyway, he told her, guess what, baby? After the fight, you're going to need a real man. You can come see me and sleep with me. Ooh, you said that to Larry Holmes' wife? You wonder why he flipped out and like kicked the snot out of you like he did? Of course, Leon Spinks, may he rest in peace. A couple of months ago, passing away from prostate cancer. He's the only heavyweight champion since Floyd Patterson I haven't interviewed. I kid you not. And the reason why, there was like really no interest. I mean, I was around him a few times. What am I going to ask him? How's the blow? You got that one fight against Ali. Outside of that, you did nothing as a professional. I really did nothing as a pro. And of course, he's falling, into the world of cocaine and booze and, you know, always being in the police headlines and, you know, that kind of good stuff. I think the real telltale sign with him was when he lost his teeth. And he went from Chicago, he went from Detroit to Chicago. He lost his teeth in Detroit. You know, his teeth? His front, I kid you not, his home, all those. He lost them. So he lost them in the hotel room. They were under his bed in a sock. Okay? And guess what was also in the sock? Money. A check. Like a check for like $300,000. I kid you not. Him and Oliver McCall, these guys have had checks. They leave checks in hotel rooms in their socks. I mean, how can you get a check for $300,000 and leave it in your sock and then leave it in the hotel room? What are you doing in the hotel room that you had to get out of the hotel room so fast that you left your socks? Ask both those guys. Boxing, baby. It's a little bit different. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of boxing, MMA here. Got a couple of texts coming here. Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua. Tyson Fury licks Anthony Joshua round after round. I really don't think it's much of a fight. Although I was high on Joshua coming out of the Olympics, 2012 Olympic gold medalist. I thought he was going to be the guy. I think his chin is bad, and I think the fact he's going to be fighting a bigger man. Size matters. Remember that. Size matters in two things. Remember? combat sports and pornography. Well, this is combat sports, okay? And size matters. And I think that Tyson Fury just being maybe an inch or so bigger than, an inch and a half bigger than Anthony Joshua, that's going to present a problem for Joshua, much like it presented a problem for Deontay Wilder. I mean, Wilder couldn't deal with the taller guy, couldn't deal with the bigger guy. Again, size matters in two things, combat sports and pornography. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look at the world of boxing, MMA. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'm looking at the rest of this heavyweight division. Let's go down from the top 20 down. Otto Wallen. We saw him a couple of months ago. He's from Germany. Couldn't lick a stamp. He wet his tongue. Tough guy. Huey Fury, brother of Tyson Fury. Adam Konaki. Robin Helenius. Retread. Eli Alaja. 15-0. Who knows where he's coming from? He's from Finland. Anyway, Charles Martin from L.A. No. Carson, California. Kubrat Pulev. No. Tony Yaka. Who's that? He's only got 10 fights. Joe Joyce. Not convinced on Joe Joyce. Luis Ortiz, the old Cuban. You got to be kidding me. That guy's older than Fidel Castro. And Fidel Castro's been dead 10 years. Anyway, Luis Ortiz. No. Derek Chisora, another old guy. Joseph Parker, former WBO title holder from New Zealand. He couldn't lick a stamp right now if he wet his tongue. And then we come with the aforementioned Michael Hunter and Andy Ruiz. Andy Ruiz probably looking the best of all these guys. I thought I would never say that. Andy Ruiz being the best guy as far as he's outside of the top two. I'm talking about Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua. Pretty sad, isn't it? That's boxing. We'll see if Andy makes a comeback. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC Boxing TV.
I'm Ron Barr. All my life I've been active, playing tennis, pickup basketball, cycling, and swimming. But let me tell you, as I've gotten older, my body now tells me when enough is enough and I've done too much. Did you know 100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living? I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor can help all those body parts that are hurting, sore, such as neck and shoulder, back, hip, or knee, or just general muscle aches and pains. Here's what I recommend. Go to ReliefFactor.com to find out more. And Relief Factor has something special for the Sports Byline USA Network listeners. You can get their 3-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. So give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Or check it out at ReliefFactor.com.
Receive a $5 rebate by trading up a non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen temporal scanner purchased at any retailer. Fever is a leading symptom of COVID, and using an accurate thermometer has never been more critical. In published studies, no-touch thermometers miss more fevers than they detect. While the new COVID vaccines are becoming more widely available, it is important to make sure you are protected. Monitor for fever with an accurate thermometer backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Details at Exergen.com, where accuracy matters.
We saved big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time
time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Check it. 40 minutes past the hour, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC Boxing TV. I'm having issues with the Skype line, so we can hook up with WBC President Mauricio Suleiman. Of course, I will hope to do that next week. When it rains, it pours, as far as the digital world is concerned. Now, last night, Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, I'm not too high on this one, but the bottom line is, the UFC was rocking and rolling. They call it rocking and rolling. Of course, they were on ESPN Plus. That's sort of like rocking and rolling. They're not charging anybody. If you got ESPN Plus, of course, the app or ESPN, you get to watch these cards. Of course, Robert Whittaker, the kid from Down Under, middleweight champion, I think just for a heartbeat, like for a minute. And then, of course, he lost a fight after the weigh-in, or he got hurt and stretching before a fight or something like that. Anyway, there's some controversy involved there. Anyway, he beat Kelvin Gastelum last night. USC veteran over, 5 rounds, 50 to 45 on all 3 scorecards, meaning he won every round going away 50 to 45. 10-9 is how they score those rounds. And the co-feature, Andre Arlovski, of course, the former, I think he was a 2-time UFC heavyweight champion, beat Chase Sherman on a unanimous nod. All these fights went to decision. Jacob Malkoon beat Abdul Razak. That was a unanimous decision. Tracy Cortez beat Justine Kish. Unanimous nod, split decision there, and, not a whole lot of names on these cards. I'm looking around, I'm not seeing any names. Bottom line is, the UFC is obviously hurting for talent. Of course, a fortnight ago, the UFC Heavyweight Championship changing hands when Francis Ngannou, the most unbelievable monster you've ever seen in your life. That's the best way I can put it. The guy's like 6'4", he's got no fat on him, he can punch hard, he used to box. He learned how to fight UFC style after he learned how to box. So, he's got the boxing pedigree. We'll see if he can make that really happen in the world of boxing, per se. But right now, he is the UFC heavyweight champion after beating a snot out of Stipe Miocic. I mean, you knew the beating was coming down. You know, you sort of turn yourself away because you got guys that are in like different weight classes. We just talked about the WBC having that special weight class at 224 pounds in hour number one with Coach John Johnson, the man that piloted Buster Douglas to that great upset. He talked about that 224-pound weight class. I mean, it's important. You've got super athletes now, super-sized athletes. In the world of the UFC, they're super as well, but they're limited to size at 265 pounds. So this guy, Francis Ngannou, he's got the boxing background. I think he was 8-1 or something like that as a pro. Not a big puncher as a pro, as a boxer, but he's learned how to punch since then. Believe me. And they have this machine in Las Vegas where they can test your punch, the power of your punch, and he hits harder than a 45 or something like that. So anyway, harder than Marciano. Marciano's supposedly the hardest hitter in the history of boxing. Well, guess what? He hits harder than Marciano allegedly hit. So Ngannou, after whipping the Stipe Miocic like he did in the second round, the first round was like painful. I had to keep turning my face away. I can't watch it. I can't. I have a problem. That's why I have a problem working with the UFC. Is that a lot of these fights, I can't stomach them. Some of them I just can't stomach. I have to turn my face away. Anyway, Francis Ngannou beating up on Stipe Miocic. That was one of them. No doubt about that. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling next week with the aforementioned Jorge Masvidal. Who is he? He is the bad boy of the UFC, the bad boy of mixed martial arts. He was a guy that started fighting on YouTube, another YouTube guy, but he turned out to be a real guy. He was fighting in the backyard with Kimbo Slice down there in Florida. I remember watching these fights on YouTube. Hey, who are these guys fighting in backyard fights? Jorge Masvidal was like king of the backyard, okay? And then he became like a Bellator guy, and then he became the UFC. And, of course, he's a double bad dude. Of course, he knocked out the aforementioned Ben Askren, the guy that fought Jake Paul last night and got knocked out in 91 seconds. He knocked him out in the blink of an eye. He ran across the ring through a flying knee and it was all over like in 7 seconds. The fastest knockout in UFC history. Ben Askren, famous for being knocked out the fastest in UFC history. Guess what? And then he gets knocked out last night by a guy that can't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue in Jake Paul. I mean, Jake Paul, 191 pounds, say what you want about him, man, but he's not one of these guys I think they can fight. I don't know. He's got all these YouTube people following him. I wonder what the YouTube numbers, as far as the, I mean, take it back, the pay-per-view numbers were last night. I wonder what the pay-per-view numbers were. I'm eager to see that. Hopefully we can report on that next week. Anyway, speaking of next week, UFC rocking and rolling, of course, in Las Vegas. Kamaru Usman. A bad dude. There's absolutely no doubt about it. The world welterweight champion. I mean, he just is a double bad dude. I don't think he's lost one fight in his entire life. He's 18-1, okay? I mean, he is the real deal without a doubt. And of course, he's taking on Jorge Masvidal, who's also the real deal. They fought once before, I think, and it was like on a last minute type of thing. He ended up showing up a few fights back from Masvidal. I think that back was in 2020. Masvidal showed up like on 6 days notice, and it was a close fight. And in fact, I think he busted up, Usman's nose. Anyway, they're gonna hook it up. Bad blood between these two guys. This would be a fight I'd be willing to watch. I don't know if I'd pay for it, but I'd be willing to watch it. Is it on free TV? No, it's on pay-per-view. Of course, UFC coming to you on pay-per-view more often than not. Why? They gotta make money. They make money. That's how they made money. You gotta give Dana some credit. I mean, I'm not a big Dana White fan. The fact that he was putting on fights during the COVID down there in Florida with the blessing of Governor Ron DeSantis. I mean, more power to him there. But I'm not a big Dana White fan. Never have been. I mean, I've worked with him. I did some radio work for him back in the day, back in the UFC, like 35 or something like that. But, you know, 36, 37 around that time. But I'm just not a fan of Dana White. In fact, if Whitey Bulger, who is the mafia guy from Boston. They caught him in Santa Monica. He was living like about a mile from Larry Merchant down there in Santa Monica. Of course, he was the Irish mob. He had like $1 million in the wall of his house. I mean, the guy was like the ultimate in gangsters. He tried to shake Dana White down for money. Dana White was running a boxing gym in East Boston, Massachusetts. And he sent his thugs over to Dana's gym and told Dana, in order to stay in business, you gotta pay me $2,500 a month. Whitey Bulger, I kid you not. Whitey Bulger, the famed Boston gangster. So he tells Dana White, you gotta pay me $2,500 a month. So Dana says, you know, that kind of stuff. Dana gives him the middle finger and, you know, you gotta be crazy. So, Dana doesn't think he's serious. So when he gets serious and he sends the leg breakers over to talk to Dana, Dana says, look, man, I'm not making any money. I couldn't give you $250, let alone $2,500. So I don't know what you're going to do. You're probably going to have to kill me. He goes, you better leave town. And what happened 2 weeks later? Dana got on a bus. I take it back. Dana got on a plane to Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, he comes to Las Vegas. He meets the Fertitta brothers, Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta. Of course, they owned the Station Casinos at the time. They are self-made millionaires, guys that got rich on illegal card clubs in Dallas, in the area of Dallas, Texas, right? The Fertitta family originally used to have illegal casinos in around Dallas, Texas, around the time that John Kennedy was assassinated. The reason why I know this is I know a little bit about Dallas history. Anyway, they were running illegal card clubs there, and they decided, you know what? Let's turn our illegal card clubs into legal operations. So they took their operation to Las Vegas. Eventually, they bought the Station Casinos. It was a big chain of casinos, the Palace and Station Casinos. They bought all those, and then they invested this money in the UFC. And, of course, they wanted to get out of the UFC. They were like $35 million down. They were in the hole, $35 million, and they were like losing their ass. And they said, there's no turnaround. They didn't think there was any turnaround. Then they had the Ultimate Fighter on TV. I think it was on ESPN, some of those off-the-wall channels, those cable channels, and then it sort of made the UFC. That was the beginning. Forrest Griffin was the one that was in that fight. But it sort of made the UFC. Of course, from that point forward, they became a fixture as far as Americana is concerned. Of course, then Ronda Rousey came along. Ronda Rousey did a lot for the UFC, no doubt about that. Of course, not my favorite girl. Good interview early on. When she was early on in her career, we'd have her not in the studio, we'd have her on the phone. She was cool. You know, we're kicking back before the interview, talking after the interview, doing the interview. So it was sort of cool to have Ronda. And then after about a year, we did two or three interviews. About the third or fourth interview, it was like, yeah. In other words, she was being a B.I., you know what? And I just didn't dig it. So I sort of cut off the interviews at that point in time. Now, of course, she's living her life in retirement, having retired from both the UFC and the world of wrestling entertainment. Of course, she was doing her thing in the world of wrestling entertainment. People thought she looked spectacular. It wasn't her. It was the other girls. You don't get it. Wrestling's about having the other guy make you look good. That's how wrestlers look good. That's why Pat Patterson and Ray Stevens, probably two of the best workers in the history of wrestling, those guys made everybody that got in the ring with them, whether it was Scott Cuddy or Pedro Fernandez or Darren Peck, doesn't matter who it was, okay, they made you look good. They made you look good because they were real pros, okay? And that's what happened with Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey couldn't wrestle. She didn't know a headlock from a wrist lock. Okay? You know, and she was horrible. Everybody hated her as far as the world of wrestling entertainment is concerned. The other women despised her. They made her look good because she was a cash cow. That's the only reason. Anyway, back to the UFC card next week. They got a couple of chicks fighting in the co-feature besides Masvidal and Usman in that welterweight main event. Zhang Wei from China. The women's strawweight champion, 115 pounds. She can fight. She's a monstrous. I mean, I think she's lost one fight. She's taking on Rose Namajunas. I mean, Rose is a girl that the UFC threw to the lions. And the only reason why she's still alive is because she was able to prevail. I kid you not. But they threw her to the lions. And what they did was she won one big fight. And right, the next fight, they threw her into another super tough fight right afterwards. And I said to myself, why are they doing that? Because, you know, what happened was she upset the apple cart. And when you upset the apple cart in the world of the UFC, if you upset Dana's world, guess what? Dana spits on you. And Dana doesn't spit on you with a P. He spits on you with an H. Spell it. Anyway, Dana White, bad guy. Anyway, Rose Namajunas going to take on Zhang Wei next week on this UFC card to come to Las Vegas. Of course, she lost to Jessica Andrade a couple of fights ago, and then she beats Andrade in the rematch. It was a fight of the night, of course, in Dubai. Of course, that was in July 2020. That was her last fight. But when she beat Joanna Jay for the title, she beat her for the title, and then she beat her in a rematch, and then she lost the title, of course, to Jessica Andrade. And, of course, she won the title back when she beat Jessica Andrade. So bottom line is she's going to hook it up with Zhang Wei, who's considered the champion at this point in time. Of course, they're going to hook it up in a fantastic fight at 115 pounds. When these women fight in the world of mixed martial arts, it's sort of like women's boxing now. It's exciting because these women know the entire world is watching them. The entire world is judging they're going to judge the sport by what they see that night. That's right. I mean, that's why those girls go out there and they give it their all in MMA. Is they realize they weren't really accepted at first. They were sort of like, you know, a freak show. You know, I remember when Dana White said, I'll never have women boxing fighting on the UFC cards. So it's like freak. They'll be like having a freak show. And now, of course, when Ronda topped the box office as far as her pay-per-view numbers were concerned, I mean, she was kicking ass and taking names, no doubt about that. He realized and saw the light that he needed women's MMA. Of course, then he screwed the best fighter in the history of women's MMA, and Chris Cyborg Santos, of course. What did he call her? He said she looked like Wanderlei Silva, the former middleweight champion of the UFC. She looked like Wanderlei Silva in drag. That's what he said about her, okay? Because he didn't think she was going to come over and fight in his company. Well, she ended up fighting in his company, and she was the featherweight champion. Of course, then she took on Amanda Nunes, and they pulled some games on her. What kind of games did they pull? Get this. Cyber is coming down from 180 pounds to 145, okay? So she's losing weight and doing all kinds of stuff. Enemas, throwing up, diuretics, all that stuff during the week of the fight leading up to the fight. So 5 days before this fight takes place in Las Vegas, they change it to Las Vegas, from Las Vegas to the LA Forum in Inglewood, California. So she had to get back in her car and drive the distance, 400 miles back to LA or whatever it is, okay, back to her car, and then cut some more weight when she got to LA. So when she fought Amanda Nunes, I think she was cold coming in. She got caught right away. She got knocked out. There's no doubt Amanda can fight. Amanda's a real deal. The lioness, call her what you want. I mean, she's a real deal, and she can punch. She can stand up and punch. So she caught Cyborg Santos with a good punch. No doubt about it. I mean, the win was legit. But, the intangibles going into that fight, the fact that she didn't have a good training camp, the things were crazy. You would think that Dana White would be interested in putting these women back together in the biggest fight of all time as far as women's MMA is concerned. He wasn't. He made Christine Santos fight one more fight. He told her, guess what? Fight this girl that's not all that good. Once you beat her, we'll talk about a new contract. Well, guess what? Once she beat that girl, Dana said, I never want to see you again in my life. And Dana just closed the door on her. Just walked out the door. I kid you not. So Dana White, not my favorite guy, obviously not. Christine Justinos Santos, whatever name she happens to be using these days. Bottom line is Cyborg Santos, not in the UFC because Dana White didn't like her. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC Boxing TV.
Mr. Dana White, wherever you are, I have a hit list. But I want to start getting paid. I want to start making heavyweight money.
Ah. I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
When we play taps on the show, it's usually because a family member has fallen or somebody close to the show or, you know, relative, something like that. But the bottom line is I'm playing taps today for 3,029,701 people that have died in the world worldwide because of the COVID virus. So we play the taps for them. They're no longer here. They can't hear the taps. But guess what? If you get vaccinated, they probably won't be playing taps for you. So as soon as you can, please take Pedro's advice. Go get vaccinated. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, aka WBC Boxing TV. We had the connection problems with WBC President Mauricio Suleiman. We'll bring him in next week. That's no doubt about that. We'll take care of that. Andy Ruiz. Somebody just shot me something on the sky, on the Twitch.tv, the chat thing said, do I think Andy Ruiz has taken liposuction, the fact he looks so slim? You know, it's sort of hard to go from 350 pounds to looking that tight, that kind of good stuff, but I guess Eddie Reynoso and those guys have done, you know, are doing like miraculous work with him, because the bottom line is, I have seen guys make a metamorphosis before. I mean, whoa, the camera's off. I've seen by a metamorphosis, I mean, you know, like, They've had these vast changes. I mean, most guys go the opposite way, though. They go from slim to fat. But Andy Ruiz has turned it around. He's gone from fat to slim. More power to him. And I wish him the very best of luck as far as his future is concerned. But I have dogged him often, and I wish him the very best. But the bottom line is, you know, he squandered that one opportunity he had. I mean, he could have been a great, great, great fighter. Had he got himself in shape for the Joshua rematch, I mean, history would be different, and we'd be looking at Andy Ruiz or Andy Ruiz until he has his next fight in a different light, no doubt about that. You've been listening and watching Ring Talk Live Worldwide. What do I mean by watching it? Of course, we come to you live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, and it looks like we will be incorporating other video assets into the program, meaning like Zoom and having both guests, both me and the guests live on the screen, that kind of good stuff. So we're working on that. Have some digital issues today. Of course, we'll iron them out. We'll have Mauricio on next week. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC Boxing TV. You know, there's a million things you can be doing in the world right now. The fact you're watching me or listening to me right now, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Scott Cuddy, executive producer. Till next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Thank you for listening to Ring Talk.